senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead, not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Good, literally good Friday, everybody. Crab Diving Live streaming at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, USA. Thanks for listening, whether you downloaded us as a podcast. Man, the dog's fired up. Already, whether you downloaded us as a podcast at your favorite podcasting application, whether you have tuned in to the reruns on the Crab Diving Network streaming 24/7, or whether you're listening live, hey, 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 what's up? It's Faithless Friday. It's on one of the big days for Christians out there. Not a good day for Jesus. I don't think he'll be calling in today. You always ask if Jesus will be calling in or showing up.
If he has a hands-free device, today. he certainly can, but he's more like a Hey Siri guy. I mean, I got both my hands nailed to these boards. It's hard for me to text. Sorry.
Honestly, don't you think Jesus would be like, do we have to celebrate that day? I mean, really?
If Jesus really existed, nobody would want to celebrate that day, because at some point during the crucifixion, he would have been like, you know what? Yeah. Fuck these guys. I'm lighting everybody up.
I saw about 40 minutes of that Caviezel movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was a shitty day.
How long
Jesus.
Was that movie? I don't know. Probably longer than was necessary.
Honest to the Zeus, I did not stay awake during it. I fell asleep during it.
I want a big shout out to Mel Gibson.
Not at the theater.
Oh, yes, yes. Well,
like
somewhat.
On, you know, Skinamax or whatever. Listen, at some point afterwards.
It was on
Christian Skinamax.
Oh, yes.
Cinemax with an S-I-N.
I want a big shout out to Mel Gibson. I can't think of a Hollywood celebrity that's done more than he has to let us know how anti-Semitic he is.
Over his racist.
Oh, gosh. Racist. Oh, that too.
Remember
sure,
the
course,
pack of N-words?
Jeez. Well, he got thanks. Anti-Semitic about the cop, too, that pulled him over, right?
I think it was. Yeah, yeah.
He is just, you know, he's not a great person.
Yeah,
you
he's
know?
A good actor, good director.
Right, but, you know.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks for buying shit through the Amazon link at crabdiving.com/Amazon. Use that link every time you go to buy shit. I'm working on it, Shelby. Every time, use that link every time you go to buy shit. At Amazon, we get a little commission. Doesn't
Yay.
Cost you fuck all, Mr. Bezos.
Right.
Does a little trickle down.
How does Mel Gibson get insured on a film? Because my thing is, I don't think he's going to be violent, but who knows when he's going to tweet and you know, and sort of...
I missed the first part, but I was good girly.
How do you insure Mel Gibson? Like, if he's starring in a movie you have, how do you know the night before it opens that he's not going to tweet something like, boy, I wish we could bring the Holocaust
well,
back?
Right.
I mean, that must be tough.
I mean, that's part of the reason that you know, he has to do his own thing or work with a director that will somehow...
He needs to be locked in a room somewhere where he can just do his own thing and we don't have to deal with his thing. He could be truly his own thing.
And he really just looks crazier and crazier.
Oh,
like
absolutely.
Like in real life.
I mean?
Like, he's angry
yes.
Murdoch. In real life. Murdoch,
when he was included in that director's round table, and I forgot what the purpose of the round table was, but he was around a bunch of other directors that, I don't know.
Weren't batshit?
Yeah, well, maybe. I mean, if he's the bar, I don't know if it's a good baseline or not, but he was clearly the crazy person. Out of a room of 10 of his colleagues, which,
right.
I mean, directors are known to be like, you know, eccentric at times. And Mel Gibson, hoo-wee, that guy needs restraints.
I hope they were frisked for weapons beforehand.
God.
Let's check the headlines this Faithless Friday.
Nine!
Oh, it's a new one over at the HuffPo. Georgia Reach.
Yeah.
Trump appeal to boot Willis. So he's appealing. He's not appealing to try to boot Willis. He's appealing to try to keep delaying and delaying.
That's
and
right.
Delaying, because we know they're not going to, they're probably not going to overturn the previous judge's ruling.
This just goes to show you that the Justice Department, that they don't care about doing anything about Donald Trump. They literally don't give a flying fuck.
Former President Donald Trump and other defendants accused of illegally trying to interfere in the 2020 election in Georgia on Friday submitted a formal application to appeal a judge's ruling allowing Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis to remain on the case.
My God, this is crazy. This guy is on tape saying, hey, fellas, find me 11,000 votes. I don't have them. I need you to find them for me. Do illegal things for me, fellas. It's like, shit. It's like, how do we get to the point where Fannie Willis is being deposed about some fucking, you know, date she had with a colleague, some shit.
Right, right.
How did we ever get to that point? This is all insane bullshit that is only happening because it's this fucking guy.
Yeah.
And this fucking guy gets treated better than anybody else, but he's the most dangerous. Why is that? Why is that?
Because there's a lot of scumbags that want to make little braided swings out of his pubes and just rock their lives away under them.
Don't they see? And I am not being an alarmist, but that guy is an existential threat to democracy. He's a rapist, for fuck's sake.
And I think very little of it has to do with democracy. I don't think he kind of gives a shit. I think he wants to be king. He'll love that. But I think ultimately he just doesn't want to go to jail.
Oh, yeah.
And
this is
his only hope.
Right, right. Is it? I don't know, Trump, because this Justice Department literally doesn't give a fuck about getting you. And they actually demonstrated that by this bottom-up prosecution of the fucking coup with these dumb fucking hillbillies. My God, it's like, who would play pool like that?
Trump and other defendants had tried to get Willis and her office tossed off the case, saying her romantic relationship with Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade created a conflict of interest.
Jesus.
Superior Court Judge Scott McAfee earlier this month found that there was not a conflict of interest that should force Willis off the case, but said that the prosecution was, quote, encumbered by an appearance of impropriety.
This is how the system treats a black woman. I don't give a shit. Well, this is fucking bullshit here.
I'm sorry. If you can't prove I'm guilty of something.
Yeah.
And you say, but you're guilty of the appearance of being guilty of it.
What shit does that mean?
Fuck you. Right.
What kind of judge is this?
This is like some both sides shit. I think the judge is worried that that MAGA is going to kill his family.
No. Okay. I don't know. Be worried about democracy, I guess. Do you really think so? His whole family's probably under some security shit.
McAfee's,
this guy sucks.
McAfee's ruling said that Willis could continue her prosecution if Wade left the case. The special prosecutor resigned hours later. Lawyers for Trump and other defendants then asked McAfee to allow them to appeal his ruling to the Georgia Court of Appeals. He granted that, like, right away.
Yeah.
He wasn't going to delay on that.
When I said
add to their delay.
This guy sucks. I mean, Trump. I mean, this guy sucks. Everybody has to have security because of this one fucking piece of shit.
The filing of an application with the appeals court is the next step in that process. The Court of Appeals now has 45 days to decide whether it will take up the matter, even.
Oh, my God.
Now,
Jesus.
Hopefully, who knows, though? This is Georgia? Georgia?
You know,
Georgia Court of Appeals. Yeah, I don't know, but I ain't that hopeful.
I wonder if it bothers Merrick Garland. Did Andrew Weissman refer to you as a sloth? Does it bother you?
I just wonder if, you know, they'll rule. I don't think they can rule for him. You know, yeah. I mean, I really don't. I don't think there's nothing. The appearance. There's the appearance of maybe something.
Shit. The appearance.
You're not guilty of murder, but you did have the appearance of being guilty of murder.
Welcome to the future. They're telling us how it's going to be right now.
But I think it's the court, if they're, you know, Trumpy leaning, they'll take their sweet time in deciding
how depressing
to either not take it up or to decide on it. And if they decide to decide on it, that's sad in the first place. If they even decide to listen to this bullshit,
this both sidesing shit is just I feel like that is a lot of the reason we're here. There is no both siding. I you can describe the Democrats however you want. These people are flaming fucking Nazi cunts over here on the Republican side, and they're fascists, and nobody's concerned about it. This guy's concerned about the appearance of some bullshit. Are you fucking kidding me? Damn. I'm concerned. Anybody else concerned? What is Shelby concerned about?
She's hitting me up for more treats right now.
Where no more treats?
Well, no, she got her Kong toy.
Okay.
Kong toy.
Thanks, Obama.
Sounded a little Chicago there. Kong toy.
Kong toy.
That's the headline over at the HuffPo.
Yay.
Let us see, where
that was a dog.
Door squeaking. the dog decided to leave the room.
That dog is like a Foley artist today. That door squeaking sounded perfect.
Drudge Report headline nice. Saith, all hands on deck.
Woo!
Yeah, this is amazing. God, the Republicans just got nothing. They were squealing on social media and, you know, doing their usual virtue signaling that, oh, look, who's the real president? Donald Trump, who is at the funeral of a fallen New York City police officer.
Yes.
Or Obama, Clinton, and Joe Biden.
What, Joe Biden?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
D-U-M.
Oh, Biden. Are you kidding?
No, that's what they call him.
Do they really?
Oh, sure.
Oh, my God, guys.
Joe Biden.
Fuck off.
All together, raising money with liberals.
Yes.
And being on the same stage as Lizzo. And then they showed whatever nakedest picture of Lizzo
right.
they could find out.
Absolutely.
Because look at them. Look at those guys with that big, evil black woman who dances naked.
Ooh. But $26 million, right?
So sad.
But $26 million, right?
That's the thing is, it was an amazing amount of money they raised.
Yes. So what? I mean, God, your fucking golden God says a bunch of racist shit in an email to appeal to your sense of shittiness. And then you get out your PayPal and send this guy $15. Fuck off.
It's very pathetic.
Yeah.
It's just they really got nothing. So shittosphere
right.
of the right online is like, oh, look at the who's the real president.
A lot of people have been saying that Obama is someone. A lot of people are saying that Obama might be somebody you bring out, you know, I'm trying to think of a base of, you know, like a bullpen person, a Mariano Rivera type. You bring him in, maybe the eighth inning of the World Series, maybe even the seventh. But we're at the second inning. Get out there.
Yeah.
Get out there and say some shit maybe, people like. God damn it.
Maybe
please.
Let Clinton face one batter.
Yes.
In a very controlled situation.
Well, I know. I like this. I like Clinton because all I'm saying is lock me up. This fuck wants to lock me up. Let's lock that little cunt up, you know? I like it. Bring it on. Get all of them out there. Where's Al Gore? Why not Al Gore? What's wrong with that? That guy can turn it on.
The other headline. Well, why would they do that? At the Drudge Report. Leads to the Wall Street Journal, which is behind a paywall.
Woo!
Give me 1 second.
Hi, Rupert. Let me send you some cash.
Give me 1 second to say fuck your paywall.
Oh, man. Jeez.
The Wall Street Journal. Ken Thomas. Subscribe to the Wall Street Journal. It's a little right on their commentaries.
Yes.
Pages. But surprisingly, haven't been that horrible.
Right.
And like reporting straight news.
Yes.
When President Biden takes the stage in New York City Thursday for a major campaign, oh, this is even before it, three presidents with a complex past team up to defeat Trump. Well,
right.
Biden, Obama, and Clinton.
Get both Clintons out there.
Decades of shared history in effort to win a second term for incumbent.
Why not Bill?
So this is about the lead up to it and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm not going to read that. Fuck that.
Is Bill pissed that he's not even included in this shit? He was popular. He had that one thing.
No, there was Bill.
I thought you said Hillary.
No, no, no. I said Clinton.
Oh, okay. I assumed Hillary.
No, it's the three presidents.
Oh, shit. We'll get Hillary out there. Get them all out there. This is important.
In a rarity in presidential history, three Democratic presidents gathered in New York City on Thursday to publicly pillory and mock another former occupant of the Oval Office,
nah,
blasting Trump on the economy, immigration, abortion, his character, and his golf game.
Donald Trump is creepy. I decided to call in.
Hey. Too many good docs.
We thought there'd never be another you, but there was. But a lot scarier. Shit.
Much, much scarier.
God damn. But it made us forget how crappy W was, and he lied us into a war. It's astounding, Trump. I mean,
where's that one? Here it is.
Too many good docs are getting out of business.
Yeah.
Too many OBGYNs aren't able to practice their love with women all across this country.
I practice my love with a speculum.
Well, listen. He's not a rapist like Donald Trump, too. I mean, there's that. Imagine Donald Trump saying that. That is totally creepy.
Well, he would say it differently.
Yeah, he would. I'm going to practice my love. You could tell Bush
was just an...
Give me a breath, man.
A little, you know, befuddled. Yeah. And just couldn't think of the right word.
Trump is like...
And love is what popped out. Trump would be like, love.
Do you ever watch The Sopranos?
Of course.
Yeah. Trump is like a bad guy that would have a one season arc and he would get, you know, offed in a horrific way. But that's what he's like.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like a Soprano caricature or something.
Let's see. At a fundraiser that Biden's campaign said raised more than $26 million.
Bam!
Former presidents Barack Obama and Bill Clinton took turns laying out the stakes of the upcoming election, repeatedly telling the sold-out crowd of 5,000 why Trump should never be president again.
Yes.
President Obama said, "We've got not just a nominee, but frankly a party and an entire infrastructure that increasingly seems unconcerned with the essence of America."
Yeah. Shit, man. That's true. They're also Nazis, Barack. I don't know if you noticed.
Clinton mocked Trump for taking credit for Democrats' accomplishments. "I listened to him tell us how terrible the American economy was all during 2016. And then by January 2017, after the inauguration, it had become wonderful, miraculously overnight."
Shit, man. I listened to a podcast about the Clintons. And when he won that election, Washington was like, "Holy shit, here comes the lunatics from Arkansas."
Oh, yeah. Down there, Beverly Hillbillies music. Biden indirectly responded to concerns about his age by comparing himself to Trump. "This guy denies there's global warming. This guy wants to get rid of not only Roe v. Wade, which he brags about having done." Yes, yes, yes. "He wants to get rid of the ability of anyone anywhere in America to have the right to choose. All the things he's doing are so old, a little old and out of shape."
He is. I would also say, listen, I know it's very out of shape. Oh, that's a good one, man. That's so out of shape of him. He is very out of shape. Do you think?
I don't think he's, you know, in great shape.
If he went to the doctor, would the doctor say, "Oh,
he
well,
did go to the doctor, you're looking great." And the doctor released a message saying that, you know, he should be on the next moonshot.
Well,
he's in such great shape.
This guy's the same size as Mike Trout.
So there you go. I mean, they raised a shit fucking ton of money.
That's right.
For a good cause.
Right.
Making sure Trump doesn't become president again.
Shit.
And then what has to happen? Joe Biden announces he wins the election. And at the soonest possible time for the Democrats to announce his predecessor, it's going to be Michelle by this point, because something will happen and someone will talk her into running. It will be Michelle Obama for the presidency in 2024 in the Democratic primary. I guarantee you. Do you think
in the next 8 months
after Obama, after no, no,
or 7 months
after Biden. After Biden.
Oh, after Biden.
After Biden's final term, she is going to announce as quickly as possible. As quickly as possible. I bet she's going to be running against.
She's not going to
win. Don Jr.
She doesn't want to run. Fuck
she
that.
Wants to save the country. I almost think, I just don't know why she didn't
It'd
do it
this Gavin
time.
Newsom.
You know,
probably the big.
I think Gavin Newsom is great, and I think he did a great job. I don't know what Puddin' Fingers was thinking when he debated Gavin Newsom. Did we ever play clips of that? Because it was, I watched the whole thing. And it was a literal bloodbath. I mean, it's not even, and the thing about Gavin Newsom is he has a little too much fun dunking on people. Like, he was really starting to get into this space where you're like, uh-oh.
There's a lot of smug going on. There really is.
I mean, wasn't he playing basketball somewhere at a campaign event and, like...
Did he pull a Boris Johnson?
Yeah, he body checked some kid or some shit. Maybe I'm wrong. Hey, man, I vote for Gavin Newsom. Listen, he's doing a good job with California, and he's not Donald Trump. What the fuck?
Also in the headlines, Trump still going after the judge.
Yeah.
And going after the judge's daughter.
I thought there was an injunction or something.
Well, there was, and he kept doing it, and then he kept doing it again. He's pushing the line. He's going to make that guy, he's going to try to get any reason to appeal. He's going to make the guy get pissed
right.
and issue some kind of injunction or fine or something, or yeah. I doubt he would jail him, though it's what the fucker deserves.
Well, what would happen if you did that, or Shelby did
We'd
that?
We'd be in jail.
Right.
For contempt. Mm.
See, that's like, we don't care. That tells me the Justice Department really doesn't give a shit. They just want Donald Trump to kind of go away, and they don't want to get their hands dirty, and they are satisfied with letting the American people do their work for him by not electing him. Sad.
Former President Donald Trump took to social media for the second time in 2 days to attack the daughter of the judge overseeing his upcoming criminal trial in New York. Truth Social post.
You said he was only on social media for two times in the last day, but you're saying only two.
He's for the second time in 2 days he attacked. He's got 50 other truths. Squealing and whining.
How does this guy have time to be the leader of the free world and do all the truthing that he does?
You know, he plays golf and he truths.
Mm-hmm.
Thursday nights, don't forget.
Oh, yeah, DJ.
DJ night.
He's really, his dance
young
moves.
Young man, need to fall down, I say, young man.
You know, have you seen his dance moves lately? They're really...
Oh, my God.
They're very...
He's like a bobble character. Did you notice, like, his legs plant?
Right. Well, of course.
And then just, like, his upper body kind of sways around with his arms, his elbows in.
He looks like an animatronic bear. You ever seen him dances to music, but like a Nazi
and
bear.
There's a short in the system somewhere.
There is a short. He looks angry, too.
In a True Social post, he called the judge, the judge's daughter, a rabid Trump hater. He also called for the judge to recuse himself from the April 15th criminal trial. He's desperate to postpone that one. That might be the only one that happens before the election.
Shit, man.
And this is the hush money to Stormy.
Someone needs to stand up to this guy and say, you know, do something with they got these gag rules. Can you not jail somebody because they violate a gag rule, or can you just fine him?
No.
I'm confused because he's violating them. I'm just wondering. Sure. It's weird because he's violating them, and I don't see him getting jailed.
Right.
So it's very strange.
Right.
Oh, bottom up fucking strategy. Good.
Judge Juan Merchan is totally compromised and should be removed from his Trump non-case immediately. His daughter, Lauren, is a rabid Trump hater who has admitted to having conversations with her father about me, yet he gagged me.
Wow, I mean, that's a fucked up thing to say, isn't it? You're a psycho. He surely had conversations with his daughter about me.
Yeah, and so anybody that has any relative or anybody they know that hates somebody can't deliver a fair assessment and can't be a fair judge?
I mean,
that's the problem, is that Trump and people like him think that everybody's like them. They think everybody, of course you're going to be biased and not care what the law is.
Oh, I see. This is like...
But not everybody's like them.
You know how they have the term virtue signaling for when people demonstrate empathy? Yeah. This is like, what you're describing is virtue signaling, but like on LSD or something.
Right.
It's like projecting what I'm accusing you. It's gaslighting, no? Yeah.
I have a hard time being evil in video games.
Oh, yeah, me too.
I mean, I really do. There's some games that you can play... And move toward an evil side, like become a vampire and shit.
Oh, I see.
You got to go eat people and all that stuff. And I don't do it because I don't know. I feel icky.
You don't want to be a vampire,
even pixels. I don't want to kill children.
Right.
Dogs and people.
I play this game, and for a while I haven't seen the skin, but there was a Confederate soldier skin.
Oh,
and there's a Donald Trump skin too. And
Where does that go?
I like it though, because I'm like, if I'm in a free for all, I am concentrating on you no matter what. I'm going to kill the Donald Trump.
But don't they have moderation?
I don't know. It's a suggested skin. You know, it's not like it says Confederacy, but it's like, it's clearly that.
You know, but it's not a pure Stars and Bars, you're saying?
No, it's not. Okay. But I haven't seen it in a long time. But there is a Trump. He looks just like Trump.
Oh, I believe there's a Trump one with a suit probably and the red tie.
Yeah.
The too long red tie.
Well, I know.
Yeah,
like when I
get away with that.
When I'm playing the game and somebody shows up in the hot dog skin, that is usually the best player. I don't even know why. The wiener.
Because he's the wiener.
The wiener's got a katana and I can't contend with him.
This judge issuing a vicious gag order.
Ew.
In quotes. Is wrongfully attempting to deprive me my First Amendment right to speak out against the weaponization of law enforcement. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. You're like, I remember. I
have to get her back.
Oh, is that what's going on? I remember. Well, there was something like Trump was running for president in 2016. He was talking to a bunch of Texas sheriffs, telling them what do you guys need? And they're like, we need more power to seize assets. More asset forfeiture power. Have you ever heard of that? Like,
yes,
it's like,
yes, it's
but
horrible.
That, but Trump wanted to expand that for some
it's
reason.
It's horrible. This is, there's cases now that are finally working their way through the courts. I've followed some of them that, of these, just some guy has $5,000. He's going to buy a car, he got cash. And some state trooper McFuckstick pulls them over, and they find the cash, and they're like, they have no reason, but they seize it. We have reason to think you may be involved in illicit activities
because you have cash.
Because you have a large amount of cash on you, and you can say, "I just took this out of the bank. I'm going to buy a car." They don't give a fuck. They don't give a fuck. And some of the courts sided with them because of these stupid laws. And you know what they do with that money? They buy the big cars. They love going. Some of these places are so corrupt. They go after the people with the Escalades.
Oh, they just say, I want that car.
And they say, you know, how can you afford this car?
I want that car. And then they take that car.
I think you're involved in illicit activities. And then, you know, God forbid they find a little weed in there. Then that's it. It's their car.
Man, that is...
Next thing you know, it's got a star painted on it.
That's road piracy.
100%. Well, fortunately, some of the courts now are starting to say, this is kind of bullshit. This is enough, because you can't just... you know, if you do catch people that are actually trafficking drugs with a large amount of money, then we'll talk about seizing it. But
Just because if
you,
somebody
if you
has
find
cash,
they don't have anything. Yeah, yeah.
Is it illegal to travel with cash?
No. No.
Okay.
International travel, yes. Maybe.
But let's say I have $500 in cash.
Oh, who gives a fuck? No,
that's not a lot of money.
It would have to be like thousands and thousands.
But if I have $500, some cop can say to me, well, what are you doing with this money? I'll say, well, it's my money, you fuck. It's I don't know. Right. Do I
pow,
just
pow,
it.
Pow. I felt threatened.
Shit.
So that's, you know, kind of good news that some of these now are getting thrown out. They're like, you got to give this money back.
Yeah.
Sheriff McFuckstick. And it's always these sheriffs.
Right.
Mostly like sheriffs or small, municipalities, police forces.
Right.
Like that one where they just had to disband the entire police force.
Where was that?
Right, because there's like 300 residents and 80 cops or something. You know,
80
ridiculous
cops
like
for
that.
300.
I'm exaggerating.
Yeah, but still,
I might not be exaggerating, but it was that ridiculous of a ratio. And then Sheriff McFuckstick, or I think it was police, maybe.
Yes.
Regardless, yeah, it was police.
Regardless,
Captain McFuckstick was. Issuing those new sheriff's badges that they were deputized, but actually they were telemarketers, basically, who worked out of Houston or the nearest big town.
We got some Houston telemarketers.
And making ridiculous money.
Yeah.
All they had to do was like try to call these people that owed money that like jump bail or, you know, things like that. And try to get them to pay the reparations they owe or whatever.
Yeah.
So it's basically that, to be bill collectors.
That's evil.
But the thing was, these guys then you could use those badges, and they were getting these really cushy sit in a fancy building.
Oh my god!
On your ass and watch TV jobs.
Yes.
As an off-duty police officer.
That seems
making 50 to 75, 100 bucks an hour.
That is not. I'm not satisfied with the ethics involved in that. That
well,
to me seems
neither was anybody that
flawed.
Once the local news finally broke the story, neither was that, and he resigned, I think, and now they're going after him criminally, I believe. I'll have to look that one up, but that was one of the more recent ones. But these asset forfeitures, especially in places around Vegas, you know, if you cross the border, maybe you've got out of state plates and you're driving out of Vegas heading in the wrong direction, and you get off maybe to have yourself a burger in some little podunk fuck off the highway town. Next thing you know, Cletus is going to pull you over. And that 12 grand you won on the sports betting is now going to be Cletus's new 72-inch TV.
Right, right. You're talking about going to Vegas?
Yeah.
Well,
that's where they set up. They would set up in Vegas. They would set up, you know, Shelby.
She's upset because she has...
You'll find a place to bury it. Don't worry.
Jeez. Well, you know, the thing with Vegas is, I've been to Vegas from L.A., and you take one of those tour buses. You can get on those shitty buses for like $15 each way. They're so horrible, but you don't have to drive.
Yeah.
I've seen somebody move all of their belongings in a trash bag on one of those. And then this guy, it was the saddest thing ever. It was stopped somewhere between.
I figured it was a comic.
No, yeah. It like this guy, he was totally a comedian, I'm sure.
He was a comedian.
Yeah, but it was somewhere in between Los Angeles and Vegas. I mean, you know, the area in between those two places is
shit.
No, it's so amazing.
It's like a Star Wars movie.
It really is. And it's so we're in the parking lot of a Sears or something, and this guy gets on the bus with this big old fucking trash bag full of shit. You can tell he's kind of methy, and he's having a rough one. And he hands the bus driver some sort of receipt. He's like, "That's receipt for my ticket." He was from Vegas. So he's not Southern. But and it wasn't a ticket, and then the guy made him get off the bus, and then his trash bag busted, and it was like the worst thing ever, man. It was very sad. Anyway, be careful on those buses.
Way to bring us down here.
Yeah, I know.
We were having so much fun talking about the demise of our democracy. No, I
know. Well, I just explained capitalism.
I don't even know what I was talking about, how we ended up with asset forfeiture. Yeah. But
we're talking about how
it's bullshit.
We're talking about how liberals made $26 million putting Barack Hussein Obama on stage.
Speaking of bullshit,
yes.
This every year I do this story, and every year it incenses me.
Are these the top 10 things caught in people's asses at the ER?
Well, there's probably an ER involved.
Right.
A Filipino villager has been nailed to a wooden cross.
Come on, man.
For the 35th time to reenact Jesus Christ's suffering in a brutal Good Friday tradition. He said he would devote to pray for peace in Ukraine, Gaza, and the disputed South China Sea.
Oh, my God. What a gesture. Thank you. What kind of nails do you use for that, by the way? There's roofing nails.
Really big ones.
What do you mean? Big ones?
On Friday, over 100 people watched as 10 devotees. So there was just one of them.
People watched? Why?
Were nailed to wooden crosses. Among them, Ruben and Nahe.
Give it up for Ruben, everybody!
A 63-year-old carpenter and sign painter. The real-life crucifixions have become an annual religious... I'm just going to read. I'm not going to editorialize. Spectacle.
Oh, yes.
That draws tourists in three rural communities.
Tourists.
In Pampanga province, north of Manila.
Let me tell you something. I don't care how hard the concierge at my hotel pushes for me to see the crucifixion in the Philippines.
Pass.
I'm not going. Can I go see anything else? But
I would be removed because I would be like, I would be screaming. What the fuck is wrong with you people?
I'd rather go to a screening of Back to the Future 3.
The gory ritual resumed last year after a 3-year pause due to the COVID pandemic. Well, that's nice of them.
Why? You're nailing someone to a board. I don't understand that logic. That is an inherently unhealthy, isn't it?
Arguably, they would want to use their Jesus magic to help get rid of the COVID.
Yeah, that's true. What happens, Spirit? What do you think they think when they're getting nailed to the cross? What spiritual thing goes on that is positive for them that they do this? Why?
Oh, it's probably amazing. If they're that far gone.
Meaning
it's probably his greatest high ever.
But
the endorphins and everything kick in.
You think it has anything to do that he's bleeding from his hands?
But if you're this crazy, he's enjoying the suffering for his Lord.
What are these psychologists doing out there? Well, you get your
No psychologist within 20 miles of this bullshit.
Get out your pads and subscribe pills. Prescribe and subscribe.
Oh, it just enrages me. Don't you think, though? What pill? 2024.
Excuse me, Mr. President. What pill should we prescribe for people that like to nail themselves to boards because it makes them feel good about Jesus? What do we give them?
Oh, my God. This guy's been doing it for a while.
He needs Wellbutrin.
He's a repeat performer. Ahead of the crucifixions, Enahe told the Associated Press by telephone that he had considered ending his annual religious penitence due to his age, but said he could not turn down requests from villagers.
Wait a second, you asshole!
Freebird, motherfucker! Freebird!
Well, hey, how much does he make?
I don't think he gets
paid. No, bullshit. He must make money. Did they get tips or something?
He said he could not turn down requests from villagers for him to pray for sick relatives and all other kinds of maladies.
No.
The need for prayers has also deepened in an alarming period of wars and conflicts worldwide, he said.
I'm very irritated because what I'm seeing here is that hundreds of people come to see this. There must be food purchases. There must be drinks. There must be some sort of refreshment angle. There must be...
Oh, there's cosplay.
What?
There's cosplay. They dress like Romans.
Yes. It's a whole thing. I'm just saying... Is the talent being paid for what they're doing adequately? I mean, what do these guys get? These are performers. They're performers.
Yeah, there's some.
And they're actors. They get nailed to a wooden board.
There's some, peasants around.
Are they? Are these covered
probably
by
a couple of apostles? A couple of them are well dressed. So
who covers
the
their? Is it Actors Equity that covers these people? That,
I don't know. And,
well, there must be a union. There must be a carpenters union.
Man,
I feel like if I knew someone who was doing this, and even if I wasn't particularly close to them, I might make some time just to really listen. I don't even know you that well, but I just wanted to say I don't think you should nail yourself to a bunch of boards. For people, just,
oh, here's
you know,
what happened.
Give somebody something to do.
In the 1980s, Inahe survived nearly unscathed when he accidentally fell from a three-story building.
Inahe?
Prompting him to undergo the crucifixion as thanksgiving for what he considered a miracle.
Oh, my God, dude!
So he hit his head.
Inahe!
After falling three stories and then decided, thanks for letting me survive. I'm going to let some cosplaying Roman... LARPers.
Romans.
And some Pharisees, I'm sure, nail me to a cross.
I'm mad at Nahe's friends and family because you're taking advantage of this guy. This guy bumped his head and now he makes this horrible decision to self-crucify all the time. He's older. And you guys are just hanging out selling shit, maybe. You're like, listen, I'm close to Inahe, the self-crucifier.
Oh, they got flagellants. Gross. This one picture. Holy shit.
Like they're beating themselves?
A hooded Filipino penitent flagellates himself as part of Holy Week rituals to atone for sins or fulfill vows for an unanswered prayer in metropolitan Manila.
Not necessary. Just say you did it.
It's a whip with a bunch of
guys.
Like 10 to 15 sticks.
See, that
at the end of each, at the end of each where the whip end is.
Ooh,
and,
yes.
And the back is bloodied.
Right.
And the blood's running down.
There's somebody going to Lowe's to make it, get all the things you need to make one of these fucked up things. It's a weekend. Well, don't do this though, right? I mean, this is something that
it's insane.
It is. You know, those whips are real, but this Jesus isn't, you know, it's not.
Even if he was, I don't think this would be condoned activity.
Oh, come on. No, it would be necessary, wouldn't it? There's something about Christianity that these lunatics need to beat themselves at some point, right?
I like to think that if that character in the New Testament was real, he would be flipping over the tables.
Or Yoda?
He'd be like, what the fuck are you people doing?
Absolutely.
I did this so you don't have to.
But go ahead and
isn't
do it.
Isn't that the whole point of it?
Yeah. No, I mean,
isn't that the whole point of it? That he suffered so that mankind wouldn't have to
anymore. And honestly,
for the original sin that he gave us.
Honestly, Inahe, you're kind of stealing his bit too. Correct? You didn't invent the crucifixion, dude. You're just doing the chicken dance, like the other guy did the chicken dance. You gotta make it your own. Dear Christians, find a fucking hobby. Put down the nails and hammer, I guess. Jeez.
We've got... this is good, Ryan.
Yeah, I wonder if in that town, I wonder if the hotels are booked up. Like, you can't get a hotel reservation that weekend on Easter.
Well, 100 is not exactly...
But it's a small town, though.
The cast was at least... 20 to plus. There were a bunch of Romans, there were a bunch of peasants.
It sounds
and if
like
there's only 100 people there. I'm thinking that ain't
no.
big of an event.
I think that's good. Three performers that don't need to be paid because they're lunatic, you know, believers. All you need is a producer to swoop in there and find a way to charge a cover. That's a $20 event, right? Do you think? How much would you pay?
I wonder if you gotta pay.
Yes! Yes, god damn it! These guys are fucking flagellating themselves. They need to make $5 too.
Well, I don't think he's getting paid though.
He's not getting anything. He didn't get a piece of the house. He's like, I want 80%.
No,
of sales.
It's for prayers. And
oh, please, come on.
It's
do you think they're really? Yeah. Boy, that's just a. Don't you guys ever play Scrabble, or is it just this is fucking weird shit?
Right.
I'm telling you that around this, listen
to a Yoko Ono album.
Right. Yeah. This crucifixion event, I guarantee you there's people, renting out parking spaces. There must be refreshments. There must, I mean, 100 people are gathering somewhere. There must, you got to have porta potties, you got to have refreshments, and you got to have booze of some sort. I don't give a fuck your reason for going. Right?
Right.
It's got to be cotton candy or a funnel cake trailers. You know what I mean? Something.
So don't think, just jump. You can't give up. Know that anything is possible. Have faith, believe, just trust. You'll see anything is possible.
Hearing just a little bit of pitch correction.
Yes.
I think today is the same day that Beyonce is releasing her country album.
Oh my
God. Is the big Come story on. Is like how racist is,
that,
is America.
Is that Beyonce's country?
No.
Oh, okay.
How dare you?
Well, I don't know. I don't know her country.
Beyonce can sing.
Yeah.
Putting this out, anything is possible. A cover with the post, a little something I had fun with over the winter. Smiley, blushy face, keyboard emoji, musical notes emoji, and a few more too that I'll save for a future date. Special for my huge YUGE fans in the liberal media. Winky, winky smiley face with okay. The tongue sticking out. Pre-save link below.
That's Roseanne.
Officially available at midnight tonight. Clapping emoji.
Boo!
I wonder if you have to pay for this. There's 15 more seconds.
Okay.
I've had my ups and downs. Cried when no one's around. But still I gotta put my game face on. Even when I'm not feeling strong.
Who is that?
Lara Trump.
What the fuck? When did this come out? When did this break?
Today.
Oh my God.
Last night.
Oh,
excuse
it's
me.
Nazi music. It's a Nazi duet. What is this genre? This is abuse.
It's country-ish.
No, this is like if you decided, me and two of my friends in the Philippines, we're going to nail ourselves to boards and everybody's going to watch us bleed to
right.
death.
Just make us listen to
No!
This.
I'm going to watch these crucifixions, make Laura Trump the Nazi, stop singing. Is this, what, just tell me, independent of who this Nazi is this pop or is this country?
I think it's country.
It's sewage. This is horrible.
It's country Jesus-y, isn't it?
Is she's a psycho then. When did she release this?
Last night.
You're the head of the RNC though, right? I mean, well, yeah. I don't know. Who's the head of the DNC? Is it it's not Howard Dean anymore, right? Howard Dean, where's your fucking album?
I forgot.
We know you have the range. We've heard your vocal size. Yeah, this is, what is wrong? Is that a joke? It's April Fool's. It's April 1st, isn't it? No, it's only the 29th.
Oh, I think this isn't even that big of a
Is it a lie? Is that an Onion article? Is it really Laura Trump has a music career?
Wait a minute. Is that the theme song from Barbie?
No, I don't fucking know. But wait a second. I'm asking a serious question. Is that for real? Or are you fucking with me?
No, I swear to you.
Why? Why is that? God, what a messed up party. Send money so the father-in-law that I never...
V-A-R-V-I-E, together, forever, you and me. Woo! Whoa, 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 whoa. It's our world. Thing we want. Me and
That's a different video.
You got to see that movie.
It's
though.
A different
this
song.
This movie is excellent, and everyone is excellent, and the Ken guy. Ken has some good songs, but so does Barb. Yeah, it's everybody's so good in it.
That's Ryan Gosling, right?
Ken? That's right.
One of the Kens.
Yes.
Spoiler alert. So there you go, everybody. It's, I won't play it anymore. So the HuffPost says, Lara Trump may have dropped a new song on the same day Beyonce released her country album, but that's where the musical comparisons end.
What is, does Lara Trump have an album? I just have some questions.
She said she's got more coming.
Where is the album? Are you looking at it? I mean, can I get it on Spotify?
No, it's digital.
What psycho is this? You're telling me if I go to Spotify right now and type in Lara Trump, this song?
Not yet. Well, there, you might get her previous stuff. She did this before once.
Fuck.
Donald Trump's daughter-in-law recently installed Republican National Committee co-chair.
How psycho.
Released a ditty on Friday called Anything Is Possible. The song is a very nasal follow-up to her much maligned cover of Tom Petty's I Won't Back Down.
Oh, my God. I won't back down. Lara Trump. Anything is possible. Lara Trump. God, it's on
Spotify?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
God damn.
We're on Spotify.
Huh?
We're on Spotify.
Yeah, with that Nazi, I guess. What? Who said? How is there? Hey, go to the part where we figure out how this exactly happened. I would like to call a special counsel and figure out how this person decided to get into. Is this pop music that I'm listening to? What is this genre?
It sounds like it's a little Jesus.
What category will she be nominated for a Grammy? Best Original Artist.
I don't know. Is it the Grammys in hell?
Yeah. I mean, who wants this, Laura? Okay. If Laura Trump, then I think she's fucked up. You know what I mean? This is... There's something here. Is she legitimately starting a music career? Is this a joke? Where does it say that?
No, she's done this before. I mean, with the she's put them out. I don't know if she's trying to start a music career. Probably, she probably is.
God, there's anything's possible. I won't back down.
Brian Jacobson.
She's only got
tweeted,
two songs.
In order to boost RNC fundraising, Team Trump is locking donors in rooms and playing Lara Trump's entire catalog until the donors cut sufficiently large checks. Some are calling it a human rights violation.
No, it is. I agree with that. I'm just trying to look at these pictures of her.
Prince Mohammed bin Salman said he would like copies of Lara's music for no particular reason.
Jeez, man. I tell you why.
Putin is ordering tons of the MP3s.
Hey, Democrats, you know, make your family more interesting. They got to be married to the Partridge family or some shit. This is like the Nazi Partridges. Really. I was looking like her album. The images on her album are all of her. They're not albums, but each single.
Right.
Anything is possible. They've got probably 7 filters of mayonnaise there.
I won't play her Tom Petty thing because the family is irate and has asked them to stop doing it.
I won't back down acoustic. There comes a time as a performer where it's like you maybe gain a sense of what the audience wants and what they don't want. What about this? Who gets up and says, shit, can I get somebody with the last name Trump covering Tom Petty songs? Is that one person that wants this shit? Laura, come on. The fuck? God.
Musical interlude time?
Yeah, let's hear this shit.
Always look on the bright side of life.
Play that, Laura.
Always look on the light side of life. If life seems jolly rotten, there's something you forgot, and that's to laugh and smile and dance and sing. When you're feeling in the dumps, don't be silly chumps. Just purse your lips and whistle. That's the thing.
You know, that's genius. I'm
guaranteeing life's a piece of shit.
Laura
when
Trump,
you look at it,
yeah, Laura Trump is a piece of shit, and that's fine.
Yes,
but her singing, like. It just seems like, I don't know, we haven't listened to a note of it yet, but to me it seems like it's a case of someone doing karaoke maybe and thinking, oh, well, maybe I should, Why did you pick? There's two songs, and one of them is "I Won't Back Down" by Tom Petty. She must love that song so much.
Well, she did it to be an asshole because they were playing it at the Trump rallies, and the family said stop doing it. So right. She said, "I'm going to put out my version."
Oh my God!
I won't back down.
These, you know, these Trumps are Nazis, they're fascists, but God, just impossible to, like, his people, it's just horrible. You guys have no personalities, what am I trying to say, you're cunts or something.
Yeah, just right.
Assholes. Who would even think of this? How can I get them? Oh, I sing beautifully. I should cover that Tom Petty song, I Won't Back Down. That'll show them.
Right. We have to listen to her karaoke.
Someone told her to... I mean, can we hear her sing a little just to see if it's bullshit? Can she sing?
Well, you just heard her.
Oh, we did just hear. God damn, this is horrible. Our culture is... I'm all confused, and our culture is just drowning in shit right now. I'm confused as to why this is happening. There's no reason for this. There's no reason we have to live in a world where somebody like Lord Trump, the Nazi, gets to covers like Tom Petty. I love Tom Petty. Fuck you. What the fuck?
Yeah, I can't find really anything else she's done. I won't back
anything
down.
Is possible. I did, yeah, and I won't back
that's
down.
That's all she's got. She's got anything is possible, and I won't back
Can
down.
Can we hear her do I Won't Back Down?
I'm sorry, Tom Petty.
I'm so sorry, but I gotta hear this shit. Jeez.
For MLB.
Okay.
I'm going to skip to, like, to the middle.
Yeah.
And give just a few seconds.
I stand on my ground and I won't back down.
There you
God,
go.
That sucks! Oh, my God, that sucks!
Apologies to Tom Petty.
I can't even begin. I heard... How many notes? I heard 1.5 bars. Holy shit, that sucks. God damn. What's wrong with the nasality? Why is your mouth in that shape?
Stand my ground.
Oh my God.
Back down.
So bad. You have no soul. You have no soul, Nazi. God. Send that person your money so their rapist father-in-law doesn't end up in jail.
10 syllables.
Yeah, that's how far she got. I'm sorry. Get out. You're gone. Pack up your knives. Get off my stage. Not on my stage. That's what I'd say if I was Simon Cowell.
Congrats to Lara for her.
Time
to cut an album. Well,
here's why we all have to be nervous about the future, because we don't know where the craziness is coming from. Nobody gave me a heads up. Laura Trump is about to, does music. I didn't know that. No one told me. And it's been happening since 2021.
We played I Won't Back Down when it first happened.
I don't remember it. I didn't remember it. And we never really focused on this one so much. Just her ugly fucking husband. No offense, Eric. Or is she still married to that barracuda-faced Nazi shitbag?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hasn't Eric been sued by New York?
Yes. Yeah. And don't forget, he can't operate a charity because they were caught stealing from cancer kids. Literally.
That guy's wife your money. So... His dad, the father of the guy that stole from cancer kids, could get out of jail. Who, you know, we all know what Trump did, or nobody cares.
Shit.
They're getting out Obama already. Everybody's nervous.
You want to hear another reaction to Trump selling Bibles?
Yeah.
You know, from a Christian perspective, this is one of the greatest spiritual moments in U.S. history. Our nation was founded by Christians as a Christian nation.
Nice.
And so the parallels between the Bible, the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, all of our founding documents are derived from Scripture.
Ooh. No, it's just not true.
Oh, hey, let me make a reading suggestion for you based on what you're saying. Mein Kampf! Why don't you read that one? You'll like it.
MAGA pastor Jackson Lahmeyer. We've played him before.
Hi, Jackson.
You know, they all start just blending together.
I mean, we could say MAGA you know, whatever. These are American first Christians, right? These are American first people.
Christians.
Nazis. First. Nazis. No, yeah. This is them. Christians are Nazis now, apparently. They are.
Well, yeah.
Don't be shy about it. Put it out there.
These evangelicals are definitely the ones voting and behaving.
You know, I'm going to say something about
in ways that we go back to that character in their book again. Yes. I don't think he would be on their side.
Let me tell you something. I'm going to say something, and I don't want to reveal the name of the place I went, but the person that cut my hair today, I got a haircut.
Uh-oh.
I heard them say before I got in her chair, I'd vote for a Martian if he got rid of income tax.
Oh, boy. Well, here's the thing. I get it. Because she's the person.
Yes.
Who shouldn't be paying income tax.
That's if right.
She's making $20,000-$30,000 a year when rich cunts are not paying their fair share.
But this is what Biden has to do. He has to talk to those people like that and say, listen, I hate that you pay so many taxes. I'm going to get that money from these rich cunts like Jeff Bezos, like Elon. You know what I mean? Why can't they make that case? Why are they having trouble making that case?
There's like Medicaid or, you know, Medi-Cal.
Yes.
$16,000. If you make more in a year than $16,000, you can't get health care.
That's crazy.
Try to live anywhere on $16,000. Try to also get health care for $16,000 a year.
Yeah.
It's just a horrific situation.
Well, we don't know. I mean, can you compare Obamacare with Trump care? I mean, we do. Shelby, go get the Trump care file.
Well, the funny thing is, you know, for a while they've been saying, no, we're not going to come for Obamacare. Now the crazy ones are running loose again. And they're out there saying, bullshit, we get Trump and we get the House and we get the Senate.
Yeah.
We're getting rid of it.
Good job, guys. Good job,
Mitch. Though everybody loves it.
Yeah.
And it works. And it would work better if we didn't have Republicans constantly throwing wrenches into it to make it not work.
Well, you know,
so they can point at it and say it doesn't work.
Yeah, and then now we're in a weird time. We got a fringe guy that somehow has wiggled his way to the head of the Republican Party. Like, Donald Trump should be on some, like, weird third party, like Nazi third party ticket. But he's in charge of one of the two parties. It's fucking bananas.
Here is some more.
And they cried out for a deliverer. God, give us somebody. And God raised up Samson, remember, to help bring deliverance. Do you know what the people did? They tied up their own deliverer that God sent and handed him over to the Philistines. This is what the evangelicals and the Never No Trumper evangelicals, pastors, and stuff done. They tied up a deliverer that God has appointed and anointed. When he's meant for your children, for you, and for this country. And it has nothing to do with him. It has everything. This is what people have got to be careful of. This is why when they write their lunacy and misquote us all the time, you're touching God.
Misquote us, you twat. We are playing your words, you fuck.
This is
makes
what you
me
said.
Crazy.
Yeah. This
is nuts. We hate Right Wing Watch. I'm literally playing a clip of you on Right Wing Watch.
And you actually, what does
it's not a deep fake.
No, and also, they're not hidden cameras, right?
Right.
A lot
this
of
is
times.
Hank Kuhneman, by the
no,
way.
No, but Hank, it's not a hidden camera.
Correct.
You're saying this, and then Right Wing Watch is playing it. Actually, you should be thanking
it's his own production.
I'm thanking you for playing my shit. Why isn't he saying that? Because he only wants...
Because they call him out on his shit.
Right, right. Well.
It has everything. This is what people have got to be careful of. This is why when they write their lunacy and misquote us all the time, you're touching God. You're touching what God has said and what God wants to do.
Listen to that. He's talking about himself. You write things about us and hurt my fifis, you're hurting God. You're kicking God right in the left nut.
Right. So I'm God's left nut, but that makes me God. Hey, okay. I'm not a mental health professional, but that guy needs a pill. Shelby, give that guy a pill.
No, he doesn't. The people sitting there throwing money at him are the ones that need the pills.
He's cashing in.
He's brilliant, yeah.
Yes, yes.
Evil, but brilliant.
What's he? Wait, I'm going to see what he's wearing.
Let me back up. Where was Lance? I just had him. Oh, I'll try to find him. Here he is.
I'm getting him mixed up with Ken.
He's got a, it looks like he's selling used cars. He's got a, some plaid jacket.
That looks like something Kramer would wear on a, he was on a show called Seinfeld.
I think he's rocking a vest though, too.
Right. Kuhneman.
You'll recognize these mellifluous tones.
Okay.
And so they had us read, what is it that the founders read?
Founders. Michelle Bachmann.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah, I get the con toy.
Spreading the same bullshit. That, you know, you could open the Bible and the Constitution's going to fall out.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And the Bill of Rights.
Nine!
They're separating now, by the way.
Again,
You know why? So that they can say, we don't need that anymore.
Right.
That's not the Constitution. We don't need those Bill of Rights anymore.
How did it get so fucked up in this country? It just seems like we really fucked things up when that vote.
Here is Michelle
Bachmann.
Don't you know? Let's see. Well, here, I'll just play her.
Yeah.
And so
they had us read, what is it that the founders read? Who are the philosophers they read?
Doesn't she teach the law at Liberty University?
Regent.
She teaches law school,
something
though.
Like that, yeah.
Give it up for Dr. Michelle Bachmann, everybody.
She's the head of the department.
Professor Bachmann. She teaches
read.
People love.
Who are the philosophers they read?
Philosophers.
Oh, by the way, the number one document they referred to when they were trying to figure out what kind of a country we should be, guess what?
And you think my overly Minnesota accent is over the top?
It is something I feel like.
Anyone out there? Are you listening to this?
I saw you in Fargo.
Figure out what kind of a country we should be, guess what? The Bible! Oh, you are all geniuses in this room. I wish I could have been half as smart as all of you. They looked at all societies throughout all history. They said, we've got a unique chance in all the world to create a society. What should it look like? What should it be based on? They studied all...
We should all be white and have black slaves.
That's right. I don't give a fuck. I don't care that the Bible was their favorite. They were putting leeches on their balls to suck out the syphilis.
Societies and those forms of government. And they decided when they had done all that, they needed to search the Word of God.
Search.
And so you can
they needed to search the Word of God. What the hell does that mean?
Wait a second. It's the way she's pronouncing God.
God.
It's God. And she's like, God.
The Word of God.
Yeah.
And so you can take the Constitution of the United States and the Declaration of Independence. You can literally tie it to a Bible verse about every 3-4 words.
Yes. The.
Every 3 or 4 words.
Every 3 or 4 words.
Shame on you. You're supposed to be a teacher. You're supposed to know your shit and teach people. You don't know anything. 3 or 4 words.
It's based upon another area of scripture.
You mean area. Some? You mean some 400, 500? How many pages is the fucking Bible?
No.
Some 300-400 page book of Babel.
Nine.
You may be able to find 2 or 3 words that are similar to 2 or 3 words in another document.
Oh my God!
From the 1780s.
Shit, man. I mean, I feel like we're in the Middle Ages. Again, in the 60s, we put motherfuckers on the moon. Now we got it. Wait. Is she still a legislator?
No, she's not, right?
She's gone. She's a former lawmaker. She ran for president.
Oh, yeah.
She sounds like this is her spiel at medieval times while she serves you a fucking turkey leg.
a Bible verse about every 3-4 words. It's based upon another area of scripture. Do you have any idea how blessed we are? I was blown away when I came to Tulsa and found out how magnificent this inheritance is that was given to us in this nation.
Can we, excuse me, can we send her some sort of public speaking coach or an acting teacher? Can you, is there a way, can we tell her, how would you tell her to vary her
speech? There's not a dry seat in the house.
Oh, you're saying she's connecting with her audience effectively here.
Okay.
God, this thing makes me think of that scene in, I don't know where she's at, but, you know, it's an unrelated thought, but there's a scene in Inglourious Basterds towards the end where...
Spoiler alert.
They sort of, I don't know why I'm thinking about this, but they lock all these people in a theater and they don't let them out. And they're all the bad people.
Oh, yeah. And yeah.
I don't know why I'm thinking of that. Where is she speaking?
Oh, that's awful.
That is awful.
Why is James Woods trending? Speaking of awful.
Oh, shit. I don't know.
He's
going to host, he's hosting Card Shark this week.
Oh, this is subtle. We are in a free fall to hell under Biden's dithering, demented stewardship. America is on the brink.
Who is that? Wait, that's not James Woods. That's that guy.
That's James Woods.
No, are you sure it's not What's-His-Face, the guy from Deliverance?
Angelina Jolie's dad?
Yeah. What's his name?
John Voight?
Are you sure that's not John Voight? James Woods, are you hearing me? I'm saying that I'm getting a quote you're saying mixed up with John Voight, who we could say is nuts, right?
Yes.
We haven't even heard from that guy in a while.
No, he's been pretty quiet.
Maybe Angelina got to him.
He puts out they let him, he escapes his room and gets his phone once a month or so.
You think Brad Pitt is like wrestling him away from the phone?
No, Brad Pitt's not around.
Come here, Dad.
Angelina and Brad are not good together.
They're not, are they, did they get a divorce?
Oh my God, brutal, brutal. They're still fighting.
Who did she marry? Ben Affleck? Or?
No, she's I married nobody.
Huh?
Nobody.
Hmm.
God, it's funny. I'm looking for scrolling through John Voight to see if there's any
nothing
acts to see if there's anything. And there's a story right here from
James
yesterday.
Yes?
It says Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie's years-long bitter divorce battle finally nears the end.
Oh, okay.
As the actor drops his pursuit seeking shared custody of their children. He's like, fuck them.
Hey, Brad, are you going to miss hanging out with John, with Daddy John Voight on the weekends?
Oh, I'm sure that happened a lot. She doesn't even hang out with Daddy, I think. They may have reconciled to the point that they don't hate and despise each other out in public.
Can you imagine?
But remember, he tweeted something recently about, you know, his misguided, other people who are misguided.
Right. I imagine what it's like on Thanksgiving. They're all out smoking weed and John Voight's got the crack pipe out. He's cornering Brad Pitt. He's like, you know, there's Jews everywhere in Hollywood. Kill us. I think John Voight's a crackhead. That's what it seems like.
Yeah, February 17th, the American Dream.
Nine!
Was the last message from Voightland.
I think he's on, what drug do you think that is that he's on?
Well, I don't know if he's on that much right now, but I mean, there may not be much left from what he did in the 70s. Metric shit tons of anything that right. came his direction.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's some because... Oh, go ahead.
Okay. God's plan. This is not a time to allow the wrong ones to continue deceit.
Oh, how sad. How sad.
Shit, John. What happened? You were in some good movies.
Crazy. Conservatism
good actor.
Happened.
What happened? I mean, you're a good actor, and you should be doing movies with your daughter. That'd be fun, right? She's great.
He's a good actor. He was. I don't know. I haven't seen him in anything recently to determine, but he was a great actor.
Yes.
She's a great actor.
Right.
So there you go. Thoughts and prayers to Brad and Angie.
Yes.
We've got Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Mama Nazi, everybody.
Marjorie Taylor Greene apparently inexplicably thinking that the Mike Lindell strategy is the way to go, is now claiming...
Wait, what is that strategy?
That she will soon reveal proof...
Oh, I see, I see. She's going to smoke
that
crack.
That the 2020 votes, all the votes for Trump were, quote, intentionally lost in the mail.
That's awesome. Wait, is it intentionally lost? How do you do that? How would you do that, though?
Well, I would have believed the other way. Remember, what's his name? DeJoy.
Yeah,
still our fucking postmaster general.
Why can't that guy get fired?
Because there's something to do with the, you know, it's a non,
right?
You know, unless you really have cause, it's not a considered a political. Here's Marge.
Extremely upset, especially since I've been learning about the failures of the post office and how many absentee ballots do not get counted because they come in late. And this is something that I'm working on very hard with some election offices across the state. And it's more I've got to deliver to you at a later time when I have the number.
Are you, hang on. But I know. You want to get the facts first. Are you telling this audience, the most powerful audience in all MAGA?
Oh, God. This is Steve Bannon inexplicably talking into a microphone while sucking his own dick.
Are we looking at, like, is the Steve Bannon show like the MAGA Hollywood Squares or something? Because it seems like he just has all the fun little characters
right.
in the MAGAverse in town all the time.
Across the state. And it's more I've got to deliver to you at a later time when I have the number.
Are you, hang on. But I know. You want to get the facts first. Are you telling this audience, the most powerful audience in all MAGA, that there are issues with the primary that really haven't been disclosed yet, that there are issues with mail-in ballots in the Georgia primary? Yes. Is that what you're telling us?
Yes.
How could that happen? Absentee ballots that people trust to be able to vote on and to be able to mail in.
Meanwhile, I don't know where she is. She's got a really nice place. Sadly, there's a couple of virtue signaling red, white, and blue stuff going on. But really, well, look at that. Like hardwood floors, really nice, all windows.
She's in Georgia. She's in North Georgia. With all the
be able to mail in and trust that their vote will count are not coming in and being counted on time. As a matter of fact, many of them are coming in late. And enough of them are coming in late that could affect.
Oh, my God. So now she's saying the ones that don't want the absentee and the early votes counted. Now, all of a sudden, she's complaining that there were some they didn't count because they came in late.
What I don't understand is that it just seems like I think Al Gore should have never invented the internet, because if we didn't have the internet, we wouldn't have the Steve Bannon show, right? I mean, is that right?
Yeah.
I wish we could undo that. We don't need this.
Our election in 2024, and that's going based on the presidential primary in Georgia that just happened just a month ago. That's also based on 2022 and 2020. These absentee ballots cannot be trusted because the post office is not delivering them. Now, the question as to why the post office is not delivering them is a whole nother issue. And I think I have great concern as well.
Fuck this! I'm not listening. Fuck you! Excuse me. Time it out. Serious moment. Go back and let us hear and let us know. Fuck that. A whole nother issue. That's what she said. That's what your gentlewoman from the fucking house just said. This is trash.
Ballots cannot be trusted because the post office is not delivering them. Now, the question as to why the post office is not delivering them is a whole nother issue. And I think one of great concern as well.
You dumbass. God, what fucking trash. What trash, my God.
So hold on, everybody.
It's a whole nother issue.
Seriously, this time, everybody.
I'm a lawmaker in America because we don't have nice things and we fucking suck. We suck. This is stupid. Most bottom of the barrel fucking bullshit. That person's a lawmaker, guys. People in that country of the state of fucking Georgia, fuck them. You bet district. Is it Georgia's fourth? Is that what she is?
First, I think.
You guys voted for a person that was best known for torturing someone who survived a school shooting. You're the worst people. You're the worst.
No, they're not lumpy pillows. That's not what they call on. Okay? When you say lumpy pillows, now you're an You got that?
The bleeped version.
Oh, I can't believe that. Fuck you. You're an asshole.
I don't think he ever says fuck.
He said you're an asshole.
But he says asshole a few times.
Now I got a score crash.
No, I'm mad.
I can't believe, you know, I before Trump, I just underestimated or over, I don't know what the word is. I would never think that Marjorie Taylor Greene could win.
Yeah.
It's unreal. She is known for torturing David Hogg, harassing him. Because,
Herschel Walker was the nominee for the Senate.
You know, but, okay, follow me here. He is known as winning a Heisman Trophy. She literally, and then other things came out.
Magically appearing children.
Yes, okay. but we got to that. But yeah. This person started from... Why was she torturing George's David 14th. Hogg? Why did she harass David Hogg? What was going on with that? Why
George
did
she 14th? Because she was in on the conspiracy theory that he wasn't even there. He wasn't there. He's just a virtue signaler. He's trying to make money off you.
Who that district of Georgia sent to represent them? Yeah. Fuck this. What the fuck? Please don't stop voting.
Across the border, and then people lose hope, like the horrible decision in Congress yesterday. When people start getting hopeless, coupled with the open border, it's deadly. And that's why people, if you have anybody out there in addiction, go to LindellRecoveryNetwork.org.
Go to his recovery
network?
He has
a drug addiction center.
Well, listen, that might be something he knows about,
though,
right?
He's now offering counseling for people who are stressed out about the border.
I think that's necessary, though. They should have counseling, though, right?
Yeah, okay.
But wait, if you know there are people in Ohio stressed out about the border.
Yes.
They're in Ohio.
Sure.
They actually have a border with West Virginia. Yeah. You should be stressed out about the rednecks there.
There are people on the Canadian border upset about the southern border.
Yeah, I'm so sorry for us.
And there are Canadians on that side really upset about their border.
He really does. You can. Well, Mike, what if someone's addicted to oxycodone or crank or something? Can they also talk about that? Or are you only allowed to say,
well, you know,
I'm afraid of brown people?
You know, it's all Jesus-y.
It's
going
to
be very Jesus-y.
Pump the brakes. You can't go to Jesus and say, listen, Jesus, I'm scared of brown people. Make me feel better. And Jesus said, well, I'm a brown person. Are you scared of me? There you go, right?
Well, wait a second. That fixes it. Who? You're going to some Christian counselor?
I'm going to Jesus. I'm going to the man.
Oh.
And you tell Jesus, I'm scared of brown people. And he says, well, I am brown. I'm from Africa, if you haven't noticed.
You're a liar. You're Satan in disguise.
Jesus
has blonde hair, blue eyes, and an AK-47 strapped to his back. I've seen the pictures.
Jesus is like, you know what? I'm going to concentrate on another planet I made because this one, I don't know. There's no more security patches to put. It's going to let the core explode. Bing, bam, boom. Bing, bing, bing.
What else have we got going on? We got, and again, you know, if you're into religion, that's all fine and good. But
thank you.
Just don't make the rest of us follow your religion. And that's why we mock.
Yeah, and don't torture people about it.
Yeah, and the whole, like, somebody actually nailing themselves. I mean, even most Christians here in this country have got to be like, that's some crazy shit.
You know, what's his name? Anu?
Anahe, maybe?
Anahe. I mock what you do, but as a fellow human being, I'm very concerned with your life. Just stop. I would say, God, they must...
And he's been doing it since the 80s.
Listen, that his family must be, God, please stop. They must beg him every year. Please don't do this again. Don't do it. Come on. Come on. You know, like hide his car keys or something. Is there anything?
I wonder if they like really trying to make sure they get like in between your, you know, in the webbing of your hand, like in between the bones and stuff, or
is there a way that Anu is sort of, is it real?
In need of help?
No. Is it a con?
Oh, I'd be impressed if it was.
That's cool. I know how I do it.
I really don't think they're making money,
right? If you put a magnet there and then put a magnet so powerful that it could magnetize through your hand and the nail top.
I mean, there's only 100 people there. I can't.
That does suck.
What are the tickets?
I've had 100 people at a show before. I produced and I did. I hooked up sound and did some lighting, but I did not pierce my skin.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah.
Might have had a cutter or two in the bathroom.
One time, that's true. I don't even know. But the way people handle these microphones, these comedians, these animals ruin everything. It's like, animals. They're animals. They really are. And it's like I hate that. When I watch a comic play with the mics, they start beating it. It's insane. It's like, that's mine, you fuck. And then they'll take the mic clip or they'll fuck with the thing that the mic clip goes in. They'll just fuck with that little washer. And then somebody had done that in a previous show, and I tried to fix it before my show, and I cut my hand, and I was bleeding all over the fucking place. Right before I had to go on and tell jokes. I'm telling jokes. I got a bleeder. It's so fucked up. That's right. Just like Jesus. Hey, please don't this year. Please. Don't do it again. Please. Right?
I see. He even said he was thinking about not doing it.
Yes,
because he's 64.
There you go.
All those selfish fuckers that he works with were like, oh, my back hurts, and hey, can't you just get Jesus? Can't you stab yourself again?
Right.
In the hands.
No.
Feet once again, my back pain goes away.
I think it's like this: it's dinner and a show, right? They got 100 people. There must be a dinner angle. There must be a food angle. Yes. Absolutely.
There's got to be some pretty good Filipino playwrights.
And they're like, listen, we already ordered the portalettes. We don't want to lose our deposit. Just talk him into nailing himself up there one more time. What am I going to do with all this funnel cake dough?
Our pre-sales suck. Make sure we get an Ahe this year again.
What do we got to get you up on that cross? What do we got to do?
Well, it's just, you know.
You think Mel Gibson calls Anahe and say, Anahe, I saw what you did this year. It's really good stuff. Really good stuff. I'd like to work with you.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Mel Gibson. Yeah, yeah. That
loved it. Masturbated 9 times past hour.
What if Anahe's family should reach out to Mel Gibson? Dear Mel Gibson, please, you're his biggest fan. Can you please convince him to not do it?
Right.
Tell him nobody did it better than Jim Caviezel. You're never going to be Caviezel.
Who complains that nobody will cast him?
Sorry. Well, no. You're in the QAnon film, aren't you?
He was in something recently.
Yes, he was in.
Yeah.
The Nazi Children Molesters or some movie. Good job.
Oh, yeah. The one, the fictionalized story of that guy who runs a anti-sex trafficking organization, which kudos. None of us want sex trafficking.
Right.
It's horrific.
Right. But this is the this is the fake sex trafficking. This is the QAnon.
Well, but so they he raises money and he runs around he's the mouthpiece of the organization and stuff.
Ooh, yes.
But and he may have been to Africa once or twice, but they then turned him into Indiana Jones. They fictionalized him.
And that's who Caviezel played?
Literally going in. No. Did Caviezel play him?
Yeah, I thought so.
Maybe.
I think it was either going to be him.
Yeah, the guy.
Or who's the guy? Hercules.
Sorbo? Sorbo might be
We can't get Sorbo.
But he went into the, and rescued, 100 kids that were captured for sex trafficking or
good
something
job.
Like that, which did not happen. Completely fictionalized.
But hey, had you done that, that would have been great.
And they admit it, but you can't tell that to the dumb believers out there.
No, but you're going to make a movie out of it.
They see it in the movie. They're like, he's a hero. He went in with 2 AKs, one in each hand.
If we made a
shooting
deal.
Shooting all those N-words that kidnapped those kids.
Do you think if I don't want to get rid of the internet, but let's say we could go back in time and
if I could turn back.
Yeah. And we got rid of the internet. Would the world be better? Because sometimes when I just think about the Steve Bannon show and then.
Or at least we took it easy.
Yeah. I don't know. Why?
Well, the problem, can we get rid of like religion? Everything was
religion.
The Wild West. There was no, in it's Republican, the jerkosphere. They love it. There's no regulations, no rules.
I think
they
can
be as horrible as they want.
It's not the internet. It's that there are bad actors there and they would take advantage of whatever. Mm-hmm. To me, the most insidious thing is didn't we do this story where these old newspapers that go out of business, they stop using their websites and then these weird fake news people
right.
take over those URLs.
Yeah. Or they just, pick a name of a Observer.
Yeah.
And there's nothing here in Pensacola. So they say the Pensacola Observer and they give it a fancy looking masthead on the internet.
Yeah.
And then they just put, Hillary gave birth to a 17-pound double headed demon.
And I won't back down. We suck. Yeah.
But they don't deserve equal time is the problem.
You're right. They don't.
And that was Rupert Murdoch's insidious scheme on probably in Australia, in Britain, and here.
That's right.
Bringing on these lunatics to discuss with normal people. And slowly everything gets the Overton window, right?
Everything
gets dragged towards these mewling idiots.
Yeah.
Who are then, we're supposed to take them seriously. That Ronna McDaniel was remotely considered for anything.
It's insane.
At NBC is unfathomable. After
fire all those people.
She literally jumped on the press is the enemy of the people bandwagon. And now she wants to make money from that the enemy of the people.
Well, clearly, though, MSNBC has been doing their part, or NBC or whatever, to try to, maybe they think Trump's going to win, so they're trying to steer more toward the center.
NBC's owned by Comcast.
Yeah.
Rich, evil, giant megacorps. That's the problem.
I want to see the emails of, why they fired Mehdi Hasan.
There's, six giant megacorps that own all the media?
Yeah, it's insane. It's fucking nuts.
So, you can have your MSNBC. They allow them kind of to exist, but then they'll throw some centrist fuckwad in to put in charge of the news division, which includes MSNBC. And then they'll start saying, well, we need to get some Republican voices on there.
Well, listen, at NBC, something happens at 6 o'clock. All the people come on, all their stars come on. But before then, my God, do you remember the person that argued the mifepristone case, Josh Hawley's wife?
Kind of.
Again, to the courts. She is, I'm trying to think how to describe her. She's she's anti-choice, very Handmaid's Tale. But she argued that case. And she's married to a senator.
Is she a contributor now?
No, she's the, my point is MSNBC put her on in the afternoon and interviewed her and gave her a fucking platform to spew all that bullshit about her case that was all disproven in the previous case. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They interviewed her. And they kind of went after her for points, but it's like, how is that person even deserving of a platform? I mean, I guess they're arguing in front of the SCOTUS, though. So,
yeah, I know we're in crazy, crazy, crazy days.
You know, when Maddow interviewed Cheney, it was pretty weird. Liz Cheney,
Yeah.
And she started the interview off. She's like, "Thank you for coming. I imagine you and I wouldn't agree on much at all."
Right, there was some story bouncing around today. I think it's Politico was saying that Biden should be reaching out to the Never Trumpers.
Yeah,
Why hasn't Biden called Chris Christie?
I don't know. What would that do, though?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't understand that at all. What really needs to happen is he's got to, like, what didn't happen in the in that Hillary Clinton election. Go back into your base and get those people and figure out Pennsylvania and do something about Michigan. Do something about those two fucking places. The Never Trumpers. I don't know what you do about that. Hope they don't vote. They never vote. It would be great if they didn't vote.
We've got, some story. Look at the time fucking flying here. We only got like 20 minutes left here on the big show.
I think Obama coming out so early in his campaign shows that Biden's people are very nervous about younger voters. I think that's what that says.
Also in the news, let me do this story because this one just, you know, enrages me again.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Certain things like flat earthers.
Oh, yeah.
Chemtrailers.
Yeah. Well, listen, we saw the Blue Angels rehearse today, and there were so many chemtrails.
Oh, yeah.
What is that? What's in the air? Because it's not helping anyone, that's for sure.
This is Tennessee.
Nine!
Republican state lawmakers are going after a new threat they say could cause harm to the environment and playing into a baseless claim conspiracy theory at the same time.
Let me guess, electric cars in some way.
It's chemtrails.
Oh, is it really chemtrails?
In a Tennessee bill passed by the state Senate last week, lawmakers targeted geoengineering, which is an experimental... controversial practice that's, in theory, by the way,
it's
not yet in use, that could help cool the planet amid climate change. Scientists are saying, well, if we're ultimately fucked and it starts getting so hot that all of our food starts going away and things like that, going to have to do something maybe about it. And let's think big. What are things we could possibly do to try to mitigate the global warming that's going to kill us all?
We're going to use the vaccine.
Or more likely make us kill each other.
We're going to mutate your DNA to make you smaller so you eat less.
And in the speculative science of this this geoengineering.
Yes, Pat?
Are things that are like, well, you know, could we spread some particles of some shit in the atmosphere to help either replenish the ozone layer, or reflect some light back out to the sun to keep us from warming.
Because I would come up with this idea, and if I said, why can't we spread some shit up there to keep the sun from hitting us? People would laugh at me and say I'm stupid. I'm a geoengineer. I think of this shit all the fucking time. Why don't we have those sunshades over the house?
And now scientists are pissed because shit like this is giving credence to chemtrails because they're tying them together. Because Republicans and the conservatives are tying them together.
Somebody found an episode of Art Bell
from 1995.
But it's such an old one, though. Come on, guys. The chemtrails.
Well, flat Earth.
That's very old, Pat. That's an old one.
But the text of the bill can also be seen as referring to chemtrails. Plumes of toxic chemicals that believers of the unfounded claim say they are being spewed into the sky by governments and corporations.
Jesus.
Now the confusion between solar geoengineering and chemtrails threatens to muddy the waters around nascent geoengineering research. So because they won't be able to get funding to maybe solve and start brainstorming solutions to a future problem because of morons that believe that there are giant planes in the sky preventing them from having babies.
Wait, that's what it does? Keep that chemtrail away from my nuts. Is it really they think that?
That's one of them.
That's a birth control gene. Sure. What else did they do? I mean, that's it?
Mind control?
I was about to say mind control. I was about to say that. Mind control.
This is the latest example of how spreaders of disinformation can latch on to reality to pursue their agenda.
God, every story today could be solved with a double dose of Prozac, could it not? Somebody needs a fucking pill. There's nothing in a chemtrail that's going to get you.
Also last week, Pennsylvania State Senator Doug Mastriano, we've talked about him before, Republican, who has posted on social media about chemtrails.
Nine!
Announced in a memo his intention to propose legislation, this is Pennsylvania, to mirror the Tennessee bill.
Oh my God.
Jeez. The theory of chemtrails has been around for several decades. Online essays connecting commercial aircraft to chemical spraying and weather modification appeared in the late 90s. According to chemtrails believers, the government, or another shadowy force, is using commercial aircraft to release chemicals into the atmosphere for everything from weather modification to mass mind control.
I like both of those. I think that's fun.
Believers of the baseless claim often point to the white lines in the sky from commercial planes as evidence for chemtrails, arguing that the clouds look different or are behaving strangely.
Yes.
Those lines are, in fact, called contrails for condensation.
Well, that's this conspiracy theory I believe in.
They are little clouds that are shaped by the vortex of air going over the wings.
Don't kill my sperm!
And the humidity...
You might be more stupid.
Air created from the engine.
Who wants to control your fucking minds? You guys, what's in your mind is gross, dark, dark scariness.
Maggots, it's the same thing when it's cold out and you walk out and you breathe.
Yeah.
And you see that shit coming out your mouth. That kind of foggy stuff.
That's Jesus.
It's the exact same thing it is.
That's the spirit of God, dumb fuck. This stuff, you know, when you breathe it, it's cold. I can see my breath. I'm killing my sperm.
Oh, this is so sad. According to a study published in 2017, 10% of Americans.
How many?
10.
Oh,
believe the chemtrails theory to be completely true.
Grab some nails. Get some wood. Nail yourselves up to that cross, you stupid shitbags.
While an additional 20 to 30% found it could be somewhat true.
Ew, it's condensation. And listen, quit worrying about these chemtrails and get your penis out of these armadillos. You're spreading leprosy. God, these dumb fucks.
In the last few years, however, experts say the claim has changed. Some now say the chemtrails are being used to carry out solar geoengineering.
Nine!
See what they're doing?
Oh, yes.
And that researchers and government employees who are investigating solar geoengineering are part of the larger scheme.
Right.
So, you know, some UC San Francisco wants to commission a study on, we've got some idea for the science that could maybe help.
Yeah.
Help do this, and some Republican in the legislature is going to say they're going to try to keep you from having babies.
Right, we live on the backside of a tortoise.
They're part of it. Infuriating.
It's pretty amazing how stupid people are, though. That's when you can see your breath. That condensation's coming for me.
Yeah, experts say broader discussion of geoengineering has made believers of chemtrails feel validated in their concerns. Look, look, the government's admitting it.
I don't know. What are we supposed to do with these people? Just hope they don't vote, I guess. I mean, because it's not like, how would you convince that guy to vote for Biden?
Oh, my God. There was a town hall in California last year where organizers passed out flyers with chemtrails content on one side and material about the Solar Geoengineering Non-Use Agreement, which is an academic initiative, on the other. In other words, we're not going to fly any planes and dump shit in the air to test it. We're going to, you know, run computer simulations and all that shit.
Right. Science shit.
Right.
What about that guy? Oh, I guess we're talking about chemtrails and not flat Earth. I know we've talked about him. There was a guy that was going to prove the Earth was flat, but he died doing it, right?
Yeah, he proved gravity. It's more than a theory.
Is that How do you do that, go through all of that, and there's not one person in your life to sit you down and say, listen,
I'm sure there were a ton of
don't
people.
Don't go up on that rocket, or don't nail yourself up there.
You can't talk to them. They think you're either at worst part of the conspiracy, or at best, you're just so deluded. You just don't understand. You don't have the secret. Part of the lure of believing in conspiracy theories. I know something you don't know kind of aspect of it.
If there's someone that you care about that is about to strap themselves to a missile to be launched into the air, and you know they're going to die.
Yeah.
Don't you have to commit them to some home or something just for the afternoon? I mean, shouldn't you do that? I'm just asking. Like, when someone says, what's his name? Anahi?
I can't imagine it was Anahi. I can't imagine it's legal.
Anahi, I'm going to have you committed because I don't want you to nail yourself to those boards. Is that a fair thing?
For the 40th time.
Something else. You know what I would do? I would give that guy a calendar without the 31st or Easter on it. I would just have it skip Easter. I was like, hey, Easter was a week ago. I guess you missed the crucifixion.
And right.
And you say, well, I could do it next week. He's like, no, the magic won't work then. It'll be a waste. Just wait till next year. It must be. Give him a calendar without Easter on it.
Sunday's Easter. Have a happy he's back day.
Right. I mean,
everybody.
Where are you gonna go to get your I guess it's a roofing nail you would use or a probably not
oh,
a roof.
I think something bigger than that. Bigger. Like a spike of some sort.
I tell you what, if you work at a hardware store and on Sunday a guy comes in with, just a few spikes and some a bunch of 2x6s. Just ask him. Just make sure. You're not crucifixing yourself, are you?
Meanwhile, I don't think the Democrats are talking enough about this, and they need to jump on this Project 2025 bullshit.
Yes.
More? This is that... is it Heritage Foundation? Who put this shit together?
Oh, is this how Nazi we're going to be after Trump's election?
This is their fever dream, their favorite FAP list of what they want to do if they take over everything.
Yeah.
In the next election.
Yeah.
And it's terrifying.
Right.
It's terrifying.
Well, and then you would say that, and somebody here would say, well, Joe Biden's doing the same thing.
Including.
Yes.
An article from the American Conservative.
Nine.
Oh, it is Heritage Foundation, a blog partnered with the Heritage Foundation's Project 2025 policy initiative.
Yes.
That calls for, among other actions, only filling civil service jobs with Trump loyalists.
Wait a second. So everybody that works in government or whatever,
you
all your paper
have
pushes
to sign a loyalty pledge.
Is that in the Bible or the Constitution?
In fact, in the Constitution,
the Bill of Rights, which is
one
also
could argue
in the Constitution,
it's the opposite. Yeah,
is that in Mein Kampf anywhere? That must be. They pulled that one from Mein Kampf.
I still say that's why they're separating the Bill of Rights from the Constitution when
what
they're listing
mean?
It.
They want the Bill of Rights to be in the Bible?
They want the Bill of Rights to go away.
That's right. Wait a second. You're right. There, some of those amendments, too.
Which is the Bill of Rights.
Oh, yes. Yes.
The first 10.
What about the Second Amendment?
I have to sneeze. Well, that one they'll keep.
Well, they like that one.
Yeah.
And the one about sloth.
Excuse me.
Don't be a sloth. That's a commandment.
But these are the ones that want to have a constitutional convention, and do some rewriting.
Please, guys, vote. Don't.
So this blog,
yes,
wrote, if a man who once was president returns, to deny him the right to run for a second consecutive term cuts against basic fair play.
Okay.
Don't let questions of Trump's age in 4 years fool you. Trump 2028. So they're saying that they think
yes.
the two-term limit means two consecutive terms.
Oh, my God.
And if you skip one, you could come back for two more.
What's this sound? Eek! That's the Overton window.
Yeah.
That's scary. God.
American conservatives' argument targets the 22nd Amendment, which limits a president to two terms in the White House. It was adopted in 1951 after former President Franklin Delano Roosevelt was elected to a historic four terms.
What does it say? What will it say about democracy in this great experiment if a guy who, the former guy, did so well with the pandemic is going to get reelected or elected again? You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, how is it possible that this...
We could say that about 2016.
I think it's a failure, and I think stupid people are fucking it up. Because there's no absolute reason that guy should ever be in... He should be in jail for what he did during the pandemic. He's going to be our fucking president because of all these dumb shits. Stupid fucks. Go nail yourself to boards.
Quote, the case of Donald Trump, however, makes an even more forceful ethical argument against the 22nd Amendment and for its repeal. If, by 2028, voters feel Trump has done a poor job, they can pick another candidate. But if they feel he has delivered on his promises, why should they be denied the freedom to choose him once more?
My God.
So in other words, no more term limits.
Yes. Why? Yes.
For Trump.
Right. For Trump. Just for the great leader. The orange, the fat, sad orange Elvis. God.
Media Matters notes that American Conservatives Partner Project 2025 carries significant Republican weight behind it.
Ooh, yes.
With backing from the Koch Network, the formerly Koch Brothers, now Koch Brother.
The network.
And promotion from Trump's former White House strategist turned Rumble host.
Oh, my God.
Steve Bannon.
Nine! The blotch Nazi. God. Okay. Where's the good stuff they're gonna do?
Right.
Is there anything nice in there? Shit, these Nazis. They're this fucking laundering their khakis.
So the Biden administration posted this and it's gone viral, and most of the replies, even on X, are like, this is bullshit, this is scary, this is dictatorship stuff.
Right,
and of course, there's the mixed in, yay, Trump 2024, 2028, 2032,
2036. Get a ShamWow. You're right, Biden should go out there, he's like, these guys are Nazis, I mean it, they really are.
No joke.
I'm not kidding. That's what he should be saying, this is scary. Oh, God, voters in this country are scary. If you're a big dumb fuck, please stay home and hump a sock to Alex Jones all day instead of voting. I'm begging you. This voting thing, everybody votes, is such a great idea. Look how this is going.
Ugh. Oh, God, I so want to get this story in. We only got like a minute and a half, two minutes in, but this is ridiculous. This is so crazy.
That's right.
Mississippi.
Nine!
Our kind of neighbor,
ooh,
like an hour-ish, 20 away.
Yes.
Is like the, isn't it the, like the poorest fucking state? It's like,
you know,
49th or 50th in everything.
I went out there for a show, and in the emergency lane on the 10 going through the state, I saw a dead alligator in the emergency lane.
Wow. And now, Aberdeen, Mississippi.
I want Lampersea.
Is now the home.
Yes.
Of another giant Christian cross.
Oh my God.
The 14th such giant Christian cross.
Yes.
According to the group behind this one, Cross of Christ Monroe County.
We get it. You're Christians.
The cost.
Yes.
Of this.
Yes.
In the poorest country.
Nine.
County. I mean, the poorest state. Probably a very poor county of a very poor state of the poorest fucking state. $240,000.
How is it drywalled? I mean,
Buzzy and Janice Callum donated an acre of land.
Oh, my God.
This is not for Aberdeen. This is for Monroe County. This is for everybody who travels this highway back and forth. They're going to see this cross and talk about it and say, I went through Aberdeen, Mississippi. Oh. There's a 120-foot cross standing.
Yeah. My suspension is shot.
Keep going. Or else they're going to say, what the fuck is wrong with those people?
Well, no. What you'll say is you're driving past the cross, you'll hit every fucking pothole in Mississippi and your suspension shot while you're staring at this fucking cross. How much is it?
This company has now installed 14 of them in Mississippi
fucks.
And 20 total for their 20 crosses at $240,000 a piece.
Fucking shameless.
$4.8 million spent on 120 foot tall, 64 foot wide.
Stop.
And according to the friendly atheist, 0% useful.
Shame. Come on, man.
How many school lunches could that buy?
Oh, yeah.
How many apartments could that rent for low-income families?
Yeah, let's just throw some motherfuckers up on that cross. Get out the drywall screws.
How many scholarships?
Scholarships? Shit.
But no, we're going to spend $250,000 plus, almost, on a fucking hunk of metal.
Yeah.
That's just some big religious symbol.
What about, are there any Ten Commandments made of granite around we can shit on?
We got to get out.
My God. Fucking stop it.
An outrageous show.
Wacky Christians,
we're outraged today, everybody. And we all should be.
That's right.
Thanks for joining us. We'll be back on Monday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5, 7 Eastern. Don't forget, we're always available at your favorite podcasting app or crabdiving.com. Thanks for buying shit through the Amazon link. crabdiving.com/Amazon. Use that link every time you go to buy shit. We get a wee commission.
Yay!
Cost you nothing. Thanks also. That's it. Follow, see what Ryan's doing at Rated R Comedy, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, X, and RatedRComedy.com.
Follow Very Funny Patrick Vile on X or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great fucking weekend, everybody. Yay. A good Easter if you're into it. And we'll hit you up on Monday.
And Rush Limbaugh still dead.
And drug free.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.